greetings from Berea BP Church.
我要代表我的教会来向你们问安。
Thankful to the Lord for the work of the ministry.
我们为这主的事工而感谢他。
I have always enjoyed good fellowship with your pastor.
我与你们的牧师有很好的团契。
I was deeply shocked when this morning I walked in and I heard the news that he had been taken ill.
我今天来到这里，听到他生病的消息，我感到有点惊讶。
But I believe God has His way of doing things.
但是我相信神有他美好的旨意。
I still remember Teng Ah BP Church prayed for many years for a pastor.
我记得有另外一个教会呢，他们祷告许多年，为这有一个牧师祷告许多年。
God gave them another shepherd in Dr. Paul Ferguson.
那上帝赐给他们一个牧师，就是Paul. 这个牧师,
and I believe the Lord brought Pastor Douglas to you. It's all because of your prayers.
而且我相信上帝带领何牧师来到你们当中是因为你们的祷告。
Well, concerning the Savior's last words on the cross,
今天我们要思想的就是我们救主在十字架上最后的话。
We know something that's important will usually be recorded by the in the newspapers.
我们知道重要的一些言论呢，会记载在这个报章上。
Front page news, election coming, nomination day 27th, and then the vote.
就好像大选将要来临，那这样重要的消息会是报章的头条。
That's big news.
这是很大的消息。
Well, concerning the death, the subject of death,
关于死亡这个题目,
the Bible also mentions something about death.
圣经也提到关于死亡。
For example, the death of Moses, it was recorded for us in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 5 to 8.
比如说呢，关于摩西的死，记载在《申命记》第34章。
It was written concerning Moses to let us know whom the Lord knew face to face. This was the prophet of God.
那摩西呢，是上帝的拣选的先知。
How about the death of Christ?
那基督的死呢？
How was it recorded?
这怎么样被记载？
Okay, maybe I do not know any of you know how many verses in Matthew?
你们是否知道这个记载在马太福音里面有几个经节呢？
In Matthew, it was 66 verses.
有66节记载。
Mark, usually very brief, right? Mark is a very short and terse guy. Just write and that's it.
马可福音呢，通常是马可呢记载这个福音，通常是很简练，以简练的方式来记载。
47 verses.
但是他以47节来记载主耶稣的死。
Luke 56.
路加福音56节。
Apostle John 42.
那约翰福音呢，42节。
Why the emphasis?
为什么有这么多的经节来记载呢？
Why stir the gospel writers to write so much on the death of Christ?
为什么福音的作者又以这么多经节来记载基督的死？
Because it's important.
因为这是很重要的。
It is crucial to our salvation.
这是我们得救的关键。
The atoning death of Christ is something that when it's taken out, there is no gospel to preach.
因为若是基督不为我们而死呢，那就没有福音了。
The chapters devoted to the account of Christ's death are altogether out of proportion to those dedicated to the record of his life.
那么基督记载基督的死的经文呢，多于记载他生命的经文。
He came to give his life a ransom for many.
他来是要以他的生命为我们的赎价。
That is the gospel. Christ died for you and I.
这就是福音，基督为你为我而死。
Also recorded for us in the Bible are those people who spoke those dying words.
那么在经上呢，也记载着，有些人将死之际呢所说的话。
Were these words important?
这些话到底重要吗？
Of course they are.
当然重要。
For example, you just read in your text, the dying thief.
比如说刚才我们刚读到这个犯人钉在耶稣旁边的犯人他 将死的时候所说的话
There were two of them
有两个人
One repented
有一个悔改
Were these words important?
他说的话重要吗
Lord, rememberest thou me when thou comest into thy kingdom
主啊你在乐园的时候求你纪念我们
Those words brought him to eternal glory
那么他所说的这些话呢使他能够进到永远的荣耀里
And we can see how wonderful it is. These words matter because it conveys to us the importance of God's truth.
因为这些话语是非常重要的，它告诉我们上帝的真理。
Those who turn to the Lord in repentance, the Lord will receive.
那些悔改的人，上帝必然接纳。
We shall see further later.All right, but the words of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross is important as well.
但是主耶稣在十字架上所说的话也是非常的重要。
And this morning, we want to look at them and see what we can learn.
今天早上呢，我们要看这一些他所说的话，看看我们能够学习到什么功课。
Our text in Luke 23, verse 34 is the first one.
在我们的刚才所念的经文《路加福音》第二十三章第三十四节是第一句话。
Whilst upon the cross, the Lord said these words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
在三十四节所记载到，耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
”Pause for a moment.
让我们停顿一下。
These were the first thoughts of our Lord.
这是主耶稣首先想到的。
These were words important unto him.
这是他对他来说是很重要的一句话。
But why remember his persecutors?
为什么要纪念那些逼迫他的人呢？
If you and I were to be, you know, maligned or you know, in any way wrong done to us, we will not say, please forgive that guy.
若是我们你和我呢被人家所污蔑呢我们不会要原谅他们
The Lord said God Father forgive them for they know not what they do
但是耶稣说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得
He saw the sinfulness of their sins
他看到他们的罪
Their wickedness and their great need for repentance and forgiveness
他们的罪恶并且他们需要悔改
So instead of feeling hateful towards them, our Savior prayed for them.
他不但不憎恨他们，还为他们祷告。
Can you imagine? Call on God to forgive them.
他祈求天父赦免他们。
Surely it was difficult.
这是困难的一件事。
Our finite mind can never understand.
我们有限的思想呢，没有办法理解。
Yes, it was recorded for us twice. Jesus spoke concerning this very verse.
那圣经上面记载着两次主这么说
He taught it twice
他两次这么想
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 44 and Luke chapter 6 verse 28 I read that in English, alright We don't need to go to the Mandarin The Lord taught the disciples But I say unto you Love your enemies Bless them that curse you Do good to them that hate you Pray for them which despitefully use youAnd persecute you. That's Matthew 5:44.
马太福音第五章第四十四节，主耶稣说呢，要爱我们的仇敌，要为那些利用我们的人祷告。
Luke chapter 6 verse 28. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you.
再者呢，在路加福音第六章第二十八节说，要为那些诅咒我们的人祝福，并为那些利用我们的人祷告。
These were not mere words from our Lord.
这个
He lived it out by life example.
这是主耶稣所不但所说的话，而且他也以他的样式来活出来。
Christianity is not about taking in God's truth; it's living out God's truth.
那作为基督徒呢，不只是要听上帝的话语，而且是要活出他的话语。
We don't preach the gospel by our lips.
我们不只是以我们的言语来传扬福音。
We show the world we live in a different level.
那我们要告诉这个世界上的人，我们是活在不同的层次上。
And our lives will be marked by that level.
那别人看我们就会看我们的生命。
Because of what the Lord had done for us.
因为主为我们所做的。
So even in pain and suffering, our Lord remember these wicked people.
所以就算在十字架上受苦的时候，主耶稣也记得他的仇敌。
But many of us will say, look, Jesus was divine, he's divine, how can, he's God, he can do that, I can never do that.
那很多人我们可能会说，主耶稣是神，因此他能够做得到这一切。
How can I'm only human.
我只不过是一个人。
Come on, these people bullied me, they say all kinds of things to me, I get them back.
我们对我们的仇敌的那个想法是我们要报复。
I can never, never, and I will never, never forgive.
我不能够原谅他们。
Do you know the one man in the Bible did that?
你知道圣经里面有一个人这么做吗？
The Apostle Paul.
就是使徒保罗。
Be followers of me as I am of Christ.
他告诉我们要跟从他的样式，当他跟从基督的样式。
In his ministry, he met a lot of opposition.
在他的事工上呢，他遇到许多的拦阻。
The Judaizers and the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, treated him as a traitor.
不同的人呢，把他当成是一个叛徒。
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, and now he turned a preacher of the gospel.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人，但是呢，他却转变成宣扬福音的人。
Do you know what he suffered under their hand?
他在他们的手中受苦。
Defending his apostleship, the Apostle Paul says these of his Jewish accusers. Right? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22 to 28. I'll read the relevant verses in this context.
那使徒保罗呢，在哥林多后书11章22节到28节说道。
He said, Are they Hebrews? In verse 22, Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I.Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. They are pedigree. I'm also pedigree.
那么使徒保罗说呢，他们是希伯来人吗？我也是。他们是以色列人吗？我也是。他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔吗？我也是。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
What did they do to him?
他们对他做了些什么呢？
Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes save one.
他被犹太人鞭打五次，每一次四十次减去一下。
Look at verse 26.
第二十六节。
He was in peril by my own countrymen.
他又被逼迫。
They were all out to kill him.
他们要杀害他。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Acts chapter 23.
在使徒行传第二十三章。
Remember when they all was unable to get him, and so what did they do? A group of 40 of them in Acts chapter 23, verse 12 to 16.
那么呢，他们要逼迫保罗。
Certain of the Jews banded together in verse 12 of Acts 23. There were more than 40 of them who had made this conspiracy. What did they say? They bound themselves in Acts 23 verse 12, they bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed all.
那使徒行传第二十三章第十二节为我们记载到，这些犹太人呢，同盟起誓说，若不先杀保罗，就不吃不喝。
I always wonder when I read these verses.
当我读这些经节的时候，我时常思想
whether all these 40 Jews died or not.
这四十个人到底有没有死掉？
Have you wondered about that if you read such context?
当你读这些经文的时候，你是否有想到这一点？
They bound themselves with a curse, not with an oath, that they be accursed till they get their enemy down.
因为他们同盟起誓要杀保罗。
So can you imagine how Paul react?
那么保罗会怎么样反应呢？
Curse them back.
也同样的咒诅他们。
God sent fire from above, consume these guys.
求神呢从天上降下火来灭掉他们。
You know how he reacted?
但是他怎么反应呢？
Turn to Romans chapter 9.
让我们翻到罗马书第九章。
Verses 1 to 5.
第一到第五节。
I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart.
使徒保罗说呢，我在基督里说真话，并不是谎言。有我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
Why this continual sorrow?
为什么心里时常伤痛呢？
Because in verse 3 it says, right? In verse 3 it's very clearly stated here, Apostle Paul, For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen,According to the flesh, his own Jewish brethren.
第三节说，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是我自己被咒诅，与基督同分离，我也愿意。
Would you want to be accursed?
你愿意被咒诅吗？
Because your enemies can be saved.
因为要为着你的仇敌得救。
They enjoy the glories of heaven and you burn in hell.
你他们享受天堂的荣耀，你却在地狱受刑。
What kind of exchange is that?
这是怎么样的交易呢？
That was precisely what the Lord taught.
这就是主耶稣所教导的。
You look at verse 4.
看第四节。
Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption, the glory, the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises?Whose are the fathers of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. What do these two verses mean?
第四节和第五节说，他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。列祖就是他们的祖宗。按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上，永远可称颂的神。
They had everything going for them.
这以色列人呢，有上帝的祝福。
They had the law.
他们有律法。
They had the prophets.
有先知。
They have a godly heritage.
他们有这个上帝所赐福的。
And they are lost.
但是他们却失丧了。
They cannot understand God.
他们没有办法了解神。
And deviate a bit. I want us to know.Your families here, children especially, thank God your parents brought you here, brought you from a child in the Sunday school, brought you up to be what you are today, sitting in the pews. And I dare to say, some of these children are not saved.
就像好像在我们当中有一些家庭，有些孩子们呢是在基督徒的家庭里长大的。但是我相信有一些虽然来到教会，但是他们并没有得救。
Christian families and their children are saved.
他们生长在基督徒的家庭当中，但是他们的孩子并没有得救。
How tragic!
这是很可悲的。
They had everything.
他们拥有一切。
But they're going to lose everything eternally.
但是他们将永远的失去。
It's a sobering fact.
这是很可悲的。
And as parents.We better make sure our lives are right before God.
那身为做家长的呢，我们需要自己的言行举止在上帝眼中是正确的。
And returning back to what Jesus was trying to teach us, the debt that we will go in order to forgive our enemies.
那么我们要学习耶稣的榜样，来原谅我们的仇敌。
Maybe enemies I can forget and forgive.
可能可以原谅我们的仇敌。
But fellow Christians, I don't care.
但是我们的基督徒的朋友呢，我们不关心他们。
They know better.
他们应该知道。
And how can they treat me like that?
他们怎么能够这样的对待我呢？
They better repent or else they burn in hell.
他们应该悔改，要不然他们就会下到地狱去。
They better come to me and ask for my forgiveness.
他们应该来向我道歉。
Is that the way?
这是我们应该做的吗？
The Lord say forgive unconditionally.
上帝说呢，我们要无条件的来原谅。
Yes, Sometimes bitter memories we cannot erase off our heads.
是的, 有时我们没有办法忘记一些痛苦的经验。
But must we forgive?
但是我们应该原谅人吗?
We must.
我们应该的。
Second, words from our Lord is in Luke chapter 23, verse 43.
那主耶稣在十字架上所说的第二句话 记载在路加福音第23章第43节
In response to repentant thief, he said, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
他对这个悔改的犯人说呢, 我实在告诉你, 今日你要与我同在乐园里了。
Yes, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
是的, 今天你要与我同在乐园里了。
How comforting to come from the lips of our Savior.
这是何等安慰的话。
How reassuring that His eternity is secured.
何等令人安慰, 因为他永远得到了这个拯救。
Both these were crucified, but one was so touched. He defended the Lord and repented of his sin.
两个犯人呢, 同钉在十字架上, 但是其中一个悔改了。
Yes, this penitent sinner, the Lord extended grace.
那对于这个悔改的罪人, 主耶稣赐给了他恩典。
Today, at this very point of time, when you close your eyes, when you breathe your last, you will be with me. I will be there for you.
那今天呢, 若是他闭上眼睛, 他就会与主同在乐园里。
There was no delay, nothing to do, nothing to pay, no penance. Whatever his past, his wickedness, all forgotten because of Christ.
没有拖延, 立刻就能够进到主的安息中, 因为主为他偿还了罪的代价。
The Lord promised this to us. 这是, absent in the body, present with the Lord.
这是主给我们的应许, 我们离开这个世界就能够即刻的进到主的这个与主同在。
My late mother had a good friend, Christian friend, we usually affectionately we call her Church Auntie.
那我已故的母亲有一个朋友, 我们称她为教会的这个阿姨。
She was very zealous, convert of John Sung, kept preaching to my parents for many, many years.
她是在宋尚杰博士的时代得救的, 她很多年都时常的与我母亲分享福音。
They were friends from very young. And probably for 50, 60 years.
他们从小就是朋友, 可能有五六十年这么久。
And in fact, my parents just ignored her.
那么我的父母没有理会她。
But thank God, one day they responded.
但是感谢主呢, 有一天他们回应了。
I think they are having good fellowship down there. My parents and the church auntie.
那我相信我的父母和这个阿姨呢, 在天堂有很好的团契了。
Well, she was the last to go. My dad went first, then my mom, and then she was the last to go. But this auntie, when she was in hospital, about to pass on, he told the daughter, please open up the blinds. I can see, you know, the heavenly host, all dressed in white, coming for me. I'm going to Jesus.
那她是最后一个离开世界的我的父亲先走然后的母亲然后才到她当她躺在医院病床上的时候将要 去世的时候, 他叫护士把这个窗帘拉开, 他说因为有天使要来接他。
Will that be your assurance and my assurance when we breathe our last?
这是你我的这个确据吗? 当我们要离开世界的时候。
Yes, one day we have to face it.
有一天我们必定要面临死亡。
But we thank God, God will send his heavenly host to receive us.
我们感谢主, 他会差遣他的天使来接受我们。
No penance to pay, no St. Peter to open the gate for us, no rubbish, no purgatory, no nothing.
没有炼狱, 没有什么其他的债要偿还。
Into God's presence.
立刻就与神同在。
Do you have the assurance today?
我们是否有这样的确据?
Come to the Lord.
要来到主的面前。
Repent of our sins.
来悔改。
You will have this blessed hope.
我们就会有这个有福的盼望。
Now we have to turn to another passage where we will see the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27.
让我们翻到约翰福音第十九章第二十五到二十七节。
I shall read that for us. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home.
约翰福音第十九章二十五到二十七节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和莫大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒和那门徒站在那旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对他门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
The Lord sanctified the family relationship.
那主使家庭成员的关系成为圣洁。
From the very beginning, God created man, and God created helpmeet for man.
从起初呢，上帝创造人，并且为他创造了伴侣。
And God said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
他告诉他们要，充满遍地。
And so, in the family union, God will bless.
因为因此呢，上帝会祝福基督徒的家庭。
And so, we realize this that when the Lord hung there upon the cross.
因此，当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
，He had a deep concern for the mother that was left behind.
他很关心他的母亲。
And so he turned to the writer of this gospel.The Apostle John himself.
因此，他就对使徒保罗，对不起，是约翰这个门徒，他的使徒约翰说
，The disciple that Jesus loved, remember?
是耶稣所爱的门徒。
The one who was closest to Jesus' bread.
那个是最接近主的门徒。
Was the Apostle John?
就是使徒约翰。
And looking upon the mom, he said, "Woman, behold thy son."
他对他的母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
And to John he says, "Behold thy mother."
又对约翰说：“看你的母亲。”
He commended her future care to that of his beloved apostle.
他要他所爱的门徒来照顾他的母亲。
John dutifully took care of Mary.
那约翰就照顾了他的母亲。
Have we taken good care of our parents?
我们是否有很好的照顾我们的父母？
Of course, in our Singapore context, sometimes we have mitigating factors. That's why some old folks have to be sent to old folks' home.
那在新加坡呢，有些父母亲呢被送到老人院。
But that's not the case in many instances. And it's a shame in the Singapore context where the parents have to bring the children.To court, so that they can maintain them.
那在有些时候呢，有一些父母需要以诉讼的方式来使到他们的儿女来奉养他们。
Filial piety is always forgotten.
那么现在的孩子已经忘记了对父母要存孝心。
Remember, we children in our midst, we look up to our parents because they brought us. They tend us from a very tender age.They show care and concern for us.
那么呢，我们做子女的呢，要记得父母的恩情，要奉养他们。
I know I'm a parent as well.
因为我自己也是身为家长。
When my children are young, when they are running a fever, every hour we take turns to get up and monitor the temperature.
当我的孩子还小的时候，当他们发烧的时候，我们晚上夜间的时候轮流的来照顾他们。
Yeah.It's a daddy's taxi or mommy's taxi fetching to and fro wherever they want to go.
然后呢，就接送他们。
But when they grow old, when the parents grow old, What happened?
但是当父母年迈的时候
You don't even fetch them to the supermarket to buy things. You don't even want to carry things for them.
我们没有带他们 到超市去买东西，也没有 接送他们。
When was the last time we bring mommy and daddy out for dinner?
我们上一次带他们去吃晚餐是什么时候呢？
Think about it.
我们要思想。
And I hope this will come in to our hearts. It's for convenience. We put them. Yes, there are mitigating factors. I'm here not discounting the fact that old folks' home should exist. But sometimes it's to utter neglect.
那有些人呢，有时把父母送到疗养院去，是因为他们忽略了父母的需要。
Because I used to minister with Reverend Ronnie Koo to old folks' home for 2 years. Some of them had not had a visit from their children for many, many, you think months? Many, many years.
当以前我在这个疗养院、老人院服侍这些年迈的老人的时候呢，有些人他们的子女呢，已经很多年没有来探访他们。
I spoke to one old man who seemed to be very well off, everything within his reach. He had everything within his reach, although he was bedridden. But when I talk about love, God as Father, we as children, you know what? Tears came down his eyes. Don't talk about children.
甚至有一个老人家呢，我们与他分享福音，他流出了眼泪。
But I tell you this, children,You look at our parents, one day we'll be parents.
有一天呢，我们也会身为家长。
And then how would we feel if our children neglect us?
若是我们的儿女不照料我们，我们会怎么想呢？
Think about that.
我们要思想这个问题。
When the time comes, we have to look after our old folks.
我们需要照顾我们的家，我们的父母。
All right, let's go now to Matthew chapter 27, verse 46.
让我们翻到马太福音第二十七章第四十六节。
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? This heart cry of our Savior reflected the awful price he had to pay for our sins. There was darkness at midday. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.And then the cry of our Lord. Verse 45.
马太福音第二十七章第四十五节，从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利。”
Why is that possible?
对不起，他说，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So this heart cry of our Savior reflected.The awful price he had to pay for our sins.
这告诉我们，耶稣为我们的罪所要付出的代价。
One writer say, the darkness was nature's sympathy with its creator.
有一个作者说呢，黑暗就是。
Nature's sympathy with its creator. Cannot, okay? Right. So, upon our Lord's birth, we saw the star, right? The guiding star that.
主耶稣降生的时候，我们在天上看到这个星星。
But at that point of time, where God had to almost turn His face away because of the sin that was placed upon the Savior, our Lord stood solitary in anguish, pain, sorrow, and no one to turn to, left alone.
当他要离开这个世界的时候，他却是独自一个人的承担。
The darkness, the deep darkness was God's supernatural way of pointing man to the Redeemer upon the cross.
这个黑暗呢，是神要把我们的注意力转向我们的救主。
Isaac Watts has this hymn, Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in when Christ the mighty maker died for man the creature's sin.
那这个诗歌的作有一个诗歌的作者说到呢，当主耶稣为我们的罪而死的时候，天都变黑暗了。
because of the sinfulness of our sins, God had to turn away for that moment of time.
当因为我们的罪恶，上帝要掩面不看我们。
Our Lord had a wonderful fellowship in the triune Godhead. They enjoy that bond.
主耶稣呢与天父有美好的团契。
But when the Lord God turned away, that was a heart-rending separation.
但是呢，为着我们的罪呢，他需要与天父有这个隔离。
That's why it brought forth that cry of anguish, that my God, my God.Why hast thou forsaken me?
因此呢，主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Remember, sin is an abomination before the Almighty God.
我们要记得，罪呢是在上帝眼中看为所憎恶的。
But Pastor Wee, you know, we little bit, 哎呀 ，forget about it lah. These are little things, you know. Little sin, okay.
那可能我们会回答说：“黄牧师，小小的罪是不要紧的。”
Is that so? Sin is sin.
是这样的吗？罪就是罪。
You know, little bit, little bit. There was one occasion where in Malaysia, instead of going round, you know, on the highway, they just do a little turn. The turn that's reserved for ambulances and emergency vehicle like fire engine. So this gentleman thought, never mind, little bit. Don't have to go a long way, you know, go up the toll, come back again. He just did a little turn.Lives were lost. He lost his life. The girlfriend he was with lost. Another passenger died. Three people died because of that little bit.
我们以为很小的事情是不要紧的，可是并不然。有一回呢，在马来西亚的高速公路上，有一个司机呢就转了小小的一个转了一个弯，那就是那个小小的错误，使得他丧掉三条生命。
When we say the Lord will forgive little sins, I didn't commit big sins, that's a lie from Satan.
当我们认为呢，上帝会原谅我们小小的罪的时候，这是撒旦的谎言。
Remember, when we sin, we grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们使到上帝的灵，感到这个忧虑。
So sin also severs our fellowship.And relationship with God.
罪也使我们与上帝隔绝。
You say how? Well, David said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me."
这大卫告诉我们，当我们心中有罪的时候，上帝不会垂听我们的祷告。
Thus, we must confess our sins and come back to God. John 1:9.
约翰一书一章第一章第九节告诉我们，因此我们必须忏悔。
Okay, we go on to the next one. John chapter 19, verse 28.
约翰福音第十九章第二十八节。
This is the only statement out of the seven that brings home to us the reality of our Lord's humanity.
这告诉我们呢，主耶稣不但是神，也是人。
One of the most excruciating elements.In the crucifixion was thirst.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他就渴了。
There was a physical pain after all the flogging, after all the nights, wearisome nights, after the prayer, after every single thing, and being nailed there was. Is somebody told me it's very, very difficult to breathe when you're hung there. The whole body weight will weigh against your lungs, and you can slowly ebb away.The crack on the lips will appear because he was hung there in the sun, right on top of the hill. Thirst is one thing that is very difficult to manage.
他被钉在十字架上，感觉到口渴，并且呢也很难呼吸。他被鞭打的时候也能够感觉到疼痛。
You know how it is to be thirsty?
你知道口渴的感觉是什么吗
？How many of you have experienced extreme thirst?
有没有人很口渴过呢
？How many of you are first time national service man?
有没有什么人第一次当兵的
？Well, I happen to be one of those that went in when Singapore's army was very young.
那我入伍的时候刚好是新加坡刚刚开始有武装部队的时候。
Have you seen? old water bottle from the army is like that. Now it's all in green, like plastic. Those days was just an aluminium tin can.
当我当兵的时候呢，这个我们所用的水瓶呢，是一个很小的一个瓶子。
When we take the anti-malarial tablet, you know, before we go for jungle training, we all have to stick out our tongue, put the tablet in, and wait.
当我们要受训之前，必须要吃这个药来防止这个疟疾。
And then they will take the water bottle, and then after everybody has take their thing on the tongue.Everyone has to swallow one water bottle for 32 people.
那一个三十二个人共用一瓶水。
To teach us, we must take our tablet with a minimum of water.
教导我们呢，要吃药所要用的水，要用很少的水来吃这个药。
Water is very important, and I still remember we had a defense training, and so one whole day, one water bottle.For morning washing up, for brewing your coffee and tea, for making your lunch, your dinner, everything, one water bottle. Up to you how you use it.
那我们一天呢只用一瓶水，无论是用来喝或者用来洗，之类的各种用途，只能够用一瓶水。
It was very gross because when we brush our teeth and all that, we just swallow the whole thing in.
甚至呢，我们刷牙之后也把水干脆喝下去了。
Because right there you have to dig trenches this high, and you perspire and all that, and then you cannot afford to drink your water. You sip the water, and you wet your tongues.
因为虽然受训的时候非常的艰苦，但是我们不。
And some of us have cracked lips.
我们不够水喝，因此我们的嘴唇都裂开了。
Painful, right? If you add water into your cracked lips.
非常的痛苦。
That's why 3 a.m. they say, who wants to go out for patrol? You know, ambush patrol. We all volunteer to go. So that's how it is. We all volunteer to go. Why? Because we can search for water. That's how it is.Desperate. Thirst is something I experienced. Very, very terrible. Okay? And so our Lord went through this for us.
所以我所经过的，我所经历的，告诉我呢，口渴是很痛苦的。所以主耶稣也为我们受了这一样的苦。
Even this very basic thing was taken away from him. And he went through anguish for you and I.
甚至呢，这个最基本的需要他都没有得到，他为我们受了这样的痛苦。
It tells us the terribleness of sin, the sinfulness of sin.
这告诉我们，我们的罪是何等的罪恶。
All right, John chapter 19. Now we need to continue. All right, John chapter 19, verse 30.
约翰福音第十九章第三十节。
These three words, it is finished.
成了。
It is finished was a victory cry. It was not a cry of defeat.
这告诉我们，我们救主已经得胜了。
Christ declared the end of his mission here upon the earth.
他所要完的，他的事工已经完成了。
It is only one word. It is finished in the Greek.
他说成了。
The work of atonement had been done. Nothing to add to it.Nothing to be taken away.
他的救赎的工作已经成功了。
The Savior had accomplished the great work of redemption.
为我们成就了救恩的工作。
The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, he says, There's no, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
那在这个罗马书第八章第一节告诉我们，在主耶稣里面，我们再也不用被定罪。
Thank God.
我们要感谢主。
Dr. Jeffrey Ku always quote this one: Salvation is by grace alone, through Christ alone, by faith alone.
那邱牧师呢，经常这么说呢？我们的救恩是通过恩典，只是通过恩典，通过基督，还通过我们的信心。
It is finished for us.
主耶稣为我们成就了这个救恩。
And then finally, he He had to give up his earthly life.
最后呢, 他要离开这个世界。
And in our text in Luke 23, verse 46, he said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
路加福音第23章第46节, 说呢, 他把他的灵魂交与神。
So our Lord died with a prayer, and this was a prayer also prophesied in Psalm 31, verse 5, these same words.
这个祷告呢, 也记载在诗篇第31篇第5章。
And incidentally, you know, every Jewish mother will teach her children from Psalm 31, 5.
每一个犹太人的母亲呢, 都会 以这个经节来教导他的儿女。
Before they go to bed, the mom will say, Come, let's pray this prayer. And this is the first prayer that the child will be taught.
这是他们的孩子首先的一个祷告。
Father, I come into thy hand, I commend my spirit.
就是父啊, 我把我的灵魂交托于你。
Christ, the Passover lamb, had sacrificed himself for the sins of the world.
主耶稣呢, 为了这个 这个世界的人的罪，做了代罪的羔羊。
You realize the veil in the temple was then rent into two.
在圣殿里的幔子呢, 从上到下裂为两半。
The veil separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple premises.
这个幔子呢, 就把这个圣殿分为两个部分。
Only the high priest will enter only once a year after that he offered sacrifice for himself, then he will enter in.
只有这个大祭司能够一年一度的进到这个至圣所。
And he went in there to intercede for the nation.
他进到至圣所为着这个以色列人代求。
So Christ, being our great high priest, had entered into the veil. Now he has purchased for us that access to God.
那我们的 基督也是我们的大祭司, 他也进到这个幔子里面,进到至圣所, 使到为我们开了这个救恩的路。
Through the finished work of the cross, we can come to the Lord God without any restraint.
所以通过主耶稣所完成的救恩的工作, 我们能够坦然无惧地来到神面前。
We can come to the throne of grace, find grace and help in time of need.
我们能够来到他施恩的宝座前, 祈求他怜悯我们,
Thank God for what he had done through Christ Jesus our Savior.
我们感谢神通过耶稣所成就的。
And as we this morning we have considered these words of our Lord.
当今天早上我们思想主耶稣在十字架上所说的话,
And the practical implications and the truth that it has brought home to our hearts.
为我们把它实际地应用在我们的生活上。
I believe we can draw closer to the Lord.
我相信我们能够以这样的方式来更加亲近主。
Let us pray.
让我们同祷告。
Our gracious God, our loving Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的神,
we thank Thee for this our worship together.
我们感谢你今天我们能够来敬拜你。
We thank Thee for the great work of redemption Thou has accomplished for us.
我们感谢你为我们所完成的救恩的工作。
Although, O Lord, we know how You have put great anguish upon Thy heart.
虽然这使你非常的痛苦。
Even Thy soul cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?
甚至你也呼求神啊，为什么离开我？
O Lord, it tells us,
这告诉我们,
the depth of our sin.
我们的罪是多么的深。
O Father, if there be any wicked way in us,
若是今天我们有什么恶行,
help us, O Father, that we might repent.
帮助我们来悔改。
And we might hearken to Thy truth.
并且听你的话语。
And get our ways right with Thee.
并且行在正路上。
Show us, O Lord, and lead us forth.
求主帮助我们, 并且引导我们。
And even now, as we come before Thy table,
今天当我们来到你的桌前,
we pray and ask Thou will sanctify us.
求主使我们成圣,
and through Thy Spirit to minister to each one of us that will come in sincerity.
愿你的圣灵也祝福每一个真诚来到你面前的人,
coming before Thee, we will be accepted by Thee.
使到我们来到你面前的时候得到接纳。
So be with us, we pray.
求你与我们同在。
Give the rest of this worship service.
当我们继续敬拜你。
We commend to thy gracious hand.
我们交把自己交托在你圣的宝的手中。
In the name of our great Savior and Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.